She was on Hee Haw, the TV show,
called me yet.
From the 1960s through the 1990s. She was associated with the Grand Ole Opry for 50 years. And we are so grateful that she was able to come out of retirement to be with us.
Okay, now. Now?
And I think Minnie Pearl is about ready to join us.
Hello, everybody. I'm so glad to see you. How are you? Oh, I'm just so glad to see all of you. Hi, everybody. Hello. Hello. Hi, honey. Hi, sweetie. Hello, everybody. I just came to see all of you all. How you doing? I'm just so glad to be here. Oh, just look at this wonderful crowd. Hello, everybody. You're just gorgeous, honey. Okay. Hi. Hi, sir. How are you?
Howdy.
Howdy. Hi, y'all.
Well, we are so glad to have Minnie with us today. Minnie told me that she was glad to be here. In fact, she said she's just glad to be anywhere.
That's true. That's true.
Now, Minnie is the youngest. In fact, you know, Minnie, are you comfortable standing or would you like to sit?
No, that's okay, honey. Whatever you want me to do.
Okay. Well, I am not going to make it through this. Minnie, I don't think I've ever seen you perform live in performance here, so this will be a treat for me as well. Minnie is the youngest of five. She was born in Tennessee. And she likes to share her homespun humor as a guest. And so she's been around to all kinds of churches talking about some things that she's learned growing up. And I've invited her here today to be with us together because I'd like her to share some pearls of wisdom with...
okay.
When it comes to... when it comes to being a mother. Now, one of the things that you are known for, Minnie.
Yes, honey?
Is your sense of humor.
Well, I was born laughing, y'all. You would too if you saw what I looked like when I was born.
So, one of the things, Minnie, that you are known for is your humor. And when it comes to family life, what you discovered is that a happy home is a healthy home.
Well, it sure is, honey, and boy, we healthy. Because we sure are funny.
What's interesting, Minnie, is that the Bible, the good book, supports you. In Proverbs chapter 17, it says that a cheerful heart is good medicine. Now, Minnie, I don't know if there's anything you need to say to these people. If you want to just have some fun, I'll back up and just let you do your thing.
Hi, y'all, everybody. I'm just so glad to be here. You just don't know it. I'm telling you, and so as soon as they told me I could come, I did, all right, and guess what, I didn't want any money. I had so much fun laughing, okay, so whenever y'all see me, start laughing, all right, you're doing good, okay, a little more, honey, all right, I can't help it, I was bored laughing, y'all, and I've been doing that so long that all of a sudden I'm being Minnie Pearl, okay. Well, they had to have a separate somewhere, you know. And in case she couldn't come around, they'd have to get somebody. So I'm it. I'm it, y'all.
So one of the things that Minnie does is she, all her life, Minnie has made people laugh. And one of the things that doctors are finally discovering is that it took them hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years to figure this out, that God knew what he was talking about. A cheerful heart is good medicine. They've discovered how good a belly laugh.
And I do that, honey.
Belly laugh.
Okay.
Releases all kinds of good chemicals in your body. It helps relieve stress. It actually is a good thing for you. Isn't that true, Doc? Cheerful heart does good like a medicine. And so one of the things that Minnie would want you to do as a family, and if you're a mother here, one of the ways to make your home a healthy home is to make sure your home is filled with laughter, that your home is filled with joy, Sometimes parents forget that children are children. They're not little adults. Children need to be able to play. Children need to be able to laugh and have fun. I remember growing up in my home, my mother was a scream. She was bigger than life. She was part of the PTA at our elementary school, and she would dress up at Halloween time. She'd dress up like a mummy, all wrapped up, and she'd come down the hallways to the school, and I would have to tell everybody, that mummy is my mommy.
That's the first thing he said. And, that mommy's my mom.
So my mummy, my mommy, would, she'd make sure we laughed. We played games in our home. We played cards. We laughed at shows. And so I encourage you, families, make sure that joy, happiness, and playing is part of your home, because a happy home is a healthy home. Now, Minnie, one of the other things that you're known for is having a lot of love.
Yeah, I got that. I got that.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that? You want to?
Well, I was born loving. I'm telling you, I just started having fun and enjoying life when I was born. And I had an opportunity to belong to the PTA, belong to this and belong to that. And if they didn't laugh, boy, they did before they let that door, I can tell you, because I was born laughing. And the Lord gave me such a laughter and such a love for people that it's no problem for me to come in and tell y'all I love you. Okay. Thank you.
One of the things that Minnie likes to say in all of her monologues that she does is this: I love you so much it hurts.
That's exactly.
And love is another element that when you have, we talked about that when you have a happy home, it's a healthy home, but a loving home is a safe home. Our children need to grow up in a home knowing they are unconditionally loved. That doesn't mean that everything they do you approve of, but they need to know that there is nothing, nothing that will get you to stop loving them.
That's right.
Oh, Minnie. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 13, love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. One of the things that happens in a home that's filled with love is a child grows up with a secure bond, a safe and secure bond. When a child grows up and they don't know they're fully loved, or if it's, I love you, but, I love you if, I love you when, then that child doesn't know, am I or am I not? Am I safe or am I not? See, when that child is born and that little baby is looking in the mother's eyes and that mother is looking back at that baby, what that baby is doing is it's searching its world. And as it looks in that mother's eyes and sees the love of a mama for that child is secure. And I am so thankful that I grew up in a home with a mom that loved. My mom loved squishy. She loved splashes. She loved lavishly. And there was never a question whether I was loved in my home. And so a second characteristic in the home, not only do we want a happy home, we also want a loving home. But there's a third piece that needs to be included, and this piece is coming in a moment. A godly home is a blessed home. Minnie was a church-going woman, loved God, donated a pipe organ to her church. And so one of the things that Minnie wanted to make sure that people know is in all of her humor and all of her laughter is that God would be honored. So I know, Minnie, you often say, you're too blessed to be depressed.
I am. I'm too blessed to be depressed, y'all.
Well,
and I'm not.
Why don't you talk about Jesus for a little bit? Tell him about how you love him.
I met my Lord when I was knee-high to a grasshopper. All right? And it just got better and better. I could not exist in this life if I didn't have my Savior. All I have to do is just say hi, and he knows I'm there, all right? And I just want you to know that God loves you just like I know how he loves me, because I've known him for a long, long time. I'm probably older than all of you. Oh, come think of that. I shouldn't have said that. Okay. Okay. Sorry, son. See what he has to put up with? Okay.
But it's just that I met the Lord when I was real young, and I just could not do this world without Him.
One of the things that, in fact, the most important thing is that our homes are filled with Christ. And in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, it tells us that when our homes are filled with Jesus, and Jesus is involved with every part of it, it's a blessed home. Take a look. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Mm-hmm.
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Paul envisions the home where Christ is honored, where the parents are training and equipping their kids. They're not just saying to the kids, well, you just discover whatever you want to believe. They lay a foundation for their kids, not just with words, but their lives, in such a way that the kids look at their parents and go, oh, so that's what God is like. I want Him in my life. Where children are honoring their parents. We're living in a day with very little honor. It seems like everybody is ticked off at everybody else, and everybody wants to sue everybody else for everything. But Paul envisions a different kind of world. A countercultural world where families are healthy, and families are safe, and families are holy. Godly living. And so if you're a parent here, you have a responsibility. It isn't just the kids' church workers back there to train your kids. We're there to support you. We're there to encourage you. But they're your kids. And so we want to encourage you to take that mantle and take that responsibility to help your home be filled with truth. I know growing up for me, one of the things that was very important in our family is that we went to church on a regular basis. We loved the summertime church services because we had two services during the school year, one service during the summer, and we would walk to church, we would go to the service, and then we'd walk back and stop at Bowman's Candy Store, get that little penny candy, and then we'd walk all the way back home and we'd have brunch, eggs and bacon and all that stuff, and that was a family memory. And I know that every night before we went to bed, my mom would make sure that we do our prayers together. And so my mom was responsible, and she made sure we learned the Bible stories. And she made sure that we had a chance to serve as well. She took us to the nursing homes to make sure we'd pass out the little candies and the sugar-free diabetic candies to those that were diabetic. She taught us about compassion, and she taught us about grace. And she taught us that living our faith isn't just something you do on Sundays. It's something you do all week long. And so, on this Mother's Day, the message is intentionally shorter because it's just pearls of wisdom. We're not giving you a whole necklace. Just three pearls. And the pearls are this. A happy home is a healthy home. So include laughter, joy, and play. A loving home is a safe home. Make sure your kids know, no matter what, they have a safe place with you and you will love them. Finally, a godly home is a blessed home. Make sure that Christ is honored in every aspect of that family, and you'll know the blessings of God. Minnie, you certainly have. Why don't you join me one more time?
Okay.
What else do you need to say to the people, Minnie, before they let you know how much they appreciate you being here?
I'll tell you, I'm the one that's happy to be here. You just don't know how I was just so glad. Look, my hon. Okay. I love you. All right. But I'm just so glad to be here to let you know how much my home meant so much to me, and how wonderful my children are. And you got one of them, okay? Thank you.
Yesterday, I sat down with my mom, and I said, Mom, you know, let's talk about what we're going to do tomorrow. She goes, oh, I can't plan it. It just comes. I like to plan my spontaneity. I don't mind being spontaneous this afternoon between 2 and 4. That's fine. I can plan it. I'm good. What do you mean you're going to just, well, I'm just going to kind of do what I do. Oh, Lord, what does that mean? You know what, though? I think Minnie Pearl did a great job today. So.
Thank you.
We love you so much, it hurts, Minnie.
Oh, yeah, thank you, sweetie.
We're going to pray for the moms. Moms, you may not always be honored out there, but we honor you. and thank you. We are who we are because you are willing to do what you do. And maybe you haven't been thanked recently, but we want you to know we are thankful. Mom, I am thankful that you are my mom. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that we get to surround these moms as we finish off our service this morning, honoring you for giving them to us. We pray, God, for many more years of ministry, many more years of life, many more years of happiness, many more years of love, many more years of holy living, that their homes, O God, would be healthy, safe, and blessed. We pray this day would be a celebration, God, of your goodness. We pray for protection over moms. We pray, Lord, in those times where they feel overwhelmed, when the needs are greater than they are, that they would rely upon a God who is greater than they are. And they would find, God, that their channels, that ultimately whatever love they show comes from you. And that you would empower them to do what they're called to do, even when no one will praise them and no one notices, you do. And I thank you. I thank you that they have been able to represent the Lord to their kids. Bless them. And all of us around them say, amen. But on your way out, we have a flower carnation for every one of you here to say thank you. And God bless you. You're honored. Go in the grace of our God, church.